All right, today we are talking about what the great elements of storytelling marketing are. You want to know? Let's go find out. Okay, theme song, buckle up, see you inside. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to the Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. All right, welcome back, you guys. On today's episode, we are talking about online storytelling, which is storytelling marketing, which is, what is it? Why do we use it? What is it? Like, what are the elements that actually go into it? This is one of the most commonly asked questions. People ask, what are the great elements of online storytelling marketing? So we're going to break it down. Because here's the thing, this is the same thing that I went through. Everybody just wants to know, like, what's the script? What's the format that I follow? Exactly the same script. And how do I put that together? We are already ingrained with the script. We already know it. The problem is we just are really, really good at overcomplicating it. So this is going to be an awesome reminder for all of us to remember to keep it simple, right? That is the core essence. Oh my gosh, I am so good at overcomplicating things really badly, right? And I know that I am not alone. But what we want to do is look at what structure do we follow. And if you think back to the earliest time, you think of one of the very, very first stories that you heard when you were growing up. I'm gonna guess it was some form of a fable or a fairy tale.
With each dawn, she found new hope that someday dreams of happiness would come true.
Or some idealistic story. And if you actually break down that format into the characters, who's the hero? Who's the guide? What are they going through? There's some sort of a epiphany and a conflict and a journey and a resolution, right? This is the same format that has been used for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, like since storytelling has become effective, right? This is the format that we all can follow. This is how you can create great elements for storytelling marketing. And I just, as a reminder, like I just want to give you guys an epiphany that I had when I was first getting involved with storytelling as well. So I'm going to rewind here to, I'm going to say it was probably about 6 years ago, probably around 6 years ago, something like that. I was at a conference for Infusionsoft. And I think it might have been one of the partner conferences, but at this conference, and I signed up to attend a workshop because I had heard of this guy and I'm like, oh, I think I want to go check his stuff out, right? So, Donald Miller.
And I'm very glad to be with you today. Why? It doesn't start a story.
And I signed up for his story brand workshop and went into that, and he was doing two of the workshops that day. And it was like, I don't know, probably maybe 40 people in a room, and Donald Miller, and he was teaching his storytelling framework. And I'm like, this is exactly what I need. I need to know, what's the framework? What's the script? Exactly, like, how do I follow it so that I can tell good stories, so that I'm attracting more people to my website, so that I can sell more things, right? That's the whole reason, storytelling marketing, the whole point of attracting people in. And I'm like, Donald's gonna give me all of the answers. I know it. And in a way he did, but what he reminded me of, like he went through and he literally drew the hero's journey. You guys have seen this. I know you have seen this. You figure out the characters and you end up becoming the guide. You share what your journey was, and then you are the one guiding your customers along. You are making your customers the hero. You're pulling them along. You're sharing the entire journey from the conflict and what your resolution was, like your plan and the new conflict and the plan and the new conflict and how you ended up getting there and how you have up-leveled through that entire experience. And now because you are up-leveled, you are able to bring somebody else along. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Donald Miller, I am still a huge fan of him. What he explains is that this story arc, this framework, is nothing new. Just like I said, it's the same thing. Like if once you understand the structure, you can look at any movie, book, fairy tale, anything that we grew up with, right? And they're all the same structure. They're exactly the same. And what it comes down to is understanding what that framework is, because then we put the same framework to use for everything that we're creating, right? It's not that difficult. We have to remember, keep it simple, stupid, right? The KISS formula. So when I was researching to put together for this episode, I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I did exactly the same thing. I'm like, Donald's gonna give me all the answers. And I go into his workshop and I'm sitting there in the front row and I've got my phone for notes and I've got my notebook and I am just like, teach me all the ways, right? And he goes in and he's explaining the hero's journey. He draws it out, maps the whole thing out. And he's like, to give you an example of how this works, I'm going to use Star Wars as the example, right? And I'm like, awesome, total Star Trek nerd here. I got all those characters. And he went through it and he's like, you guys, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna ruin every movie for you from here forward because you're gonna know what's gonna happen, right? And he was right. Because once he explained and diagrammed, here's the character, Luke. Luke has a problem. Luke has just lost his family. So, who is his guide? Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hello there.
Obi-Wan Kenobi comes along, and then they run into another problem, right? They have a plan. They're gonna teach Luke how to become a Jedi.
I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
And they run into the problem with Darth Vader.
How did my father die?
A young Jedi named Darth Vader betrayed and murdered your father.
So what are they going to do to overcome that? And now there's more problems and there's like they keep running into more problems and coming back out. And ultimately, oh my gosh, I just realized it's so funny that I used the content marketing Death Star because I'm tying this back to, well, I must have some sort of deep-rooted Star Wars thing going on in my psyche here. All right, so anyway, that was a little tangent. Okay, so, you know, and he even talks about like when Luke is gonna go and he has to destroy the Death Star and, you know, like what is he gonna do? And he has that inner struggle, right? What is his plan? His plan is he's gonna become a Jedi and he's going to help restore right to the universe and everything, right? And he's going through these objections, the internal and external objections that we all go through, right? And his internal objection is, am I good enough? Can I actually do it? Am I strong enough? I haven't completed my training. You know, and then he flips the visor thingy up and he's like, oh, the Force be with you, and nails it. And of course he triumphs. And all is well, right? Until the next movie. But it's the same pattern. Once I understood it, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what it is. I mean, now every movie that I see and book that I read, I'm like, oh, okay, so this is this character. This is the guide. This is the hero. Oh, this is one of the struggles that we're going to overcome. The patterns, like the fun comes in, how many times we're repeating the pattern of problem, overcome, until we finally come out triumph at the end, right? So I wanted to just help you guys, just give you an example, because I did exactly the same thing. I need a guide. I need somebody to tell me exactly the script that I'm going to follow. And he kind of did. And If you haven't already done it, go check out Donald Miller's stuff. Honestly, I think he even has a free opt-in where he explains his version of the hero's journey. Now, is Donald Miller the only one that talks about the hero's journey? No, because it's the same script and format that literally, like I said, thousands and thousands of years since people have been telling stories, this is the same formula that people follow. So in order to kind of illustrate that, I went and did some of my own research as well. So I just went online and I said, all right, if I'm going to look at storytelling marketing, or I'm going to look at online storytelling elements, who else is coming up in these things? So I found some examples from Forbes, from a Marketing Insiders group, from a couple of other places. I'll include the references here below. But so that you guys know, there are so many similarities between the formula that everyone's like, oh, here's the formula that you follow. Yep, this is it. This is the formula. It's the same formula. There's just little tweaks and varieties and little personality spins that people are putting on. But once you understand, keep it simple, with an extra S, right? that it's the same formula you too can follow. It's exactly the same thing. So what I did is I went and I looked at like, what are the top results online? So these are the top results. And I'm gonna share with you guys the patterns in the formula that I just saw here. So we'll keep it super simple, okay? The very, very first thing, especially when you're dealing with online storytelling and storytelling marketing, where you're trying to attract people in, is you want to make it unique. Now, this is that place where, you know, we've talked about it, like the prolific zone is like between zero and cray cray, and you want to be like on the spectrum, but not boring and not like super whacked out where everyone's like, nope, don't follow her. So that's part of being unique. Part of also being unique is doing something that is pivotal, taking a stand against something different, standing out visually, creating something that's that hook, it's that whatever term you want to use. We are talking about doing something that is truly unique. And what is the most unique snowflake thing out there? Because everybody's a unique snowflake, just like everybody else, right? The most unique thing that you have is you. So when you are telling your own, being real, being authentic, telling your own stories, that makes it completely unique because nobody else is going to have exactly the same story as you, right? So be unique. That was one of the very, very first things that everybody was talking about through all of the articles that I referenced. Okay. Secondly is to start with your customer. Consider where your customer or prospect or whoever it is that you're talking to, consider where they are at and start with them. What are their needs? What are the things that your problem is going to help them take that next step in their journey? Where are they and how can you make them the hero? So you want to start with your customer. Make them the hero. That's ultimately what we want. If you are the hero, they'll be like, oh, she's so cool. And then it'll be like this unreachable thing, right? Instead, if you're making them the hero, then they get caught up. They get emotionally charged. They get invested. They're like, I can do this. They start believing in the power of belief. They start believing that they too can go through this insurmountable goals and these obstacles. And you, Obi-Wan Kenobi, are going to be their only hope in helping them through all of these things and coming out the end triumph. In triumph? Triumphal? Triumph. Must be getting late. Can't think of the right word, but you know what I mean. All right. So we want to make your customer the hero, and we want to start with where they are at. And the third thing, aside from really making it personal and keeping it real, which we already talked about in being unique, right? Being authentic, being real, is you really, like, you want to mind the gap by saying where they are at and where you want them to go. So consider, and this is so true for, oh my gosh, so such a variety of things. Whether you're creating an online course, or you're creating a program, or you're just creating your initial marketing messaging from storytelling, this is what we want to do. We want to make sure we're minding the gap. Now, if your ideal customer is already like super hot customer and they are a 9 on a scale of 10, that gap is going to be pretty small. That is the gap of how most entrepreneurs businesses create their message is by assuming that your customers are already at a 9. Chances are that most of your customers or prospects are not at a 9. Instead, they're at like a 2 or 3. And your little marketing message, your story, your program, everything that you're leading them to is not going to take them straight to a 10. Instead, we want to mind the gap of where they're at. Where are they? So we want to pay attention. If most of them are going to be at a 2 or 3, okay, cool. What can we do just to bring them that one step? How are we getting them one step further close to you? Just paying attention to that and really being real. If you're trying to do some sort of a bait and switch or pull people in and then expect them to just like buy right away, I mean, anything that just feels icky, sleazy, gross, like none of that stuff's gonna work. People are gonna know. They're gonna see right through it, especially these days, right? Online marketing, storytelling marketing. The whole point is to tell your stories and connect with people and invite them to come along on the journey. And remember that ultimately you want them to go from a 2 to a 10 on your journey, but we're going to start them off with just the first couple steps, right? We're going to figure out how to get them from a 2 to like a 2.5 or maybe a 3. And that is all we need to start their journey. Then they're moving one step forward and you just helped them overcome that first step. And they're going to remember that. They are the hero. You are the guide, right? Following that same storytelling marketing formula. So I'm going to invite you, go check out some of the resources on Donald Miller. Go check out some of the links that we have here. And one of the other things that we did is we here at Formula Done, we actually created a online event and we started with storytelling. And I've done another episode where I talked about this, but I really wanted to highlight other business owners who are storytelling experts for online storytelling and digital marketing, and how are they using this storytelling formula or different elements of storytelling marketing to bring people in. So we put together a fantastic event. It was wonderful. We had 12 top experts who came in and shared their stories. Now, we took 10 of those experts and pulled their information out, and we really highlighted what are the elements of storytelling, what are the elements of content marketing that they are using in their business right now, and what are the winning elements, and do they have any plans for anything else in the future? So we have actually highlighted everything. Now, if you want to go get the event, you could totally go get that. That is smartercontentformula.com. You can go grab a copy of the event, get all of the information, the workbooks, all of the recordings, all that stuff. It's really awesome. Highly recommend it. But if you just want to dip your toe in the water and really check out the top elements that each of them are using for content creation and storytelling in their businesses, we have pulled together those winning elements and put them all into one fantastic ebook that highlights just their strategies. So you don't have to dig through all the rest of the content. You can figure out just their strategies and what these people are doing. That way, if you want to deep dive further, you can go get into either one of their worlds. So you can grab a copy of that ebook for completely free right here. Link is below. And make sure you go grab that. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. We're able to find out like all of these different businesses completely successful online, all of them using different ways, different elements of storytelling marketing, different ways that they are including content creation and sharing their messaging online. So I want you to go check it out, grab a copy of the ebook, and make sure you are on our mailing list at thecontenttoolbox.com. And you guys, I will see you on the next episode. All right, thanks.